This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The shooting death of state social worker Lara Sobel shocked many Vermonters. For the Department for Children and Families, it was an especially difficult blow. The department's commissioner says family welfare agencies in neighboring states are also seeing an increase in threatening behavior towards social workers. It's a situation that he says has made a difficult job even tougher. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, family service employees in Rutland say despite the tragedy and a heavy workload, they're even more committed to their work.
Did you like them at all?
She's okay. Actually, what I love.
On a recent Tuesday morning, police, social workers, and mental health providers met over coffee and donuts at the Rutland City Police Department. Jennifer Stroud of Eckerd Family Services, a nonprofit that works with the Department for Children and Families in Rutland, says meetings like this have helped create stronger ties among local aid agencies. Ties that she says have been especially helpful since Lara Sobel's murder. But she says her staff has also made some changes.
We do a risk scale. So if the risk scale is less than 5, then we will go out as just an individual staff member to work with a family. If it's more than 5 and it's a scale of 1 to 10, then it's always going to be 2 people going out working with a family. And for every new family, it is 2 people going out.
She says family dynamics can change rapidly, and her staff is trying to be much more attuned to that. She points to the noisy conference room behind her. If the risk is very high, she says the police department now makes this room available for family meetings. And officers are very willing to accompany social workers if they want backup, she says. Across town at DCF's Rutland District Office, Director Jennifer Berkey says there's definitely a heightened sense of awareness of safety inside and outside their office. She, too, says local law enforcement and their fellow community agencies have been very supportive.
What I can say about our staff is that it really has brought out their passion. So now more than ever, they really feel like this is my purpose. We haven't had anyone here in this office say, I'm finished with this.
Lori Mesley, a case aid worker for DCF in Rutland, nods.
There's not a lot of conversation about anybody changing what they do because they're afraid. We can think about it a little bit more. We can feel a little sensitized. But, you know, nothing has changed in what we have to do and what our job is. And there's no other way to do it than to get into that house.
Lisa Chapman, a social worker for DCF in Rutland, agrees.
I think that the tragedy of Lara is indicative of what's happening in the big picture. Everybody that is working with the public, I think, is at equal risk. I just think it's a sign of the times.
DCF Commissioner Ken Schatz says, unfortunately, that may be true. He says at a conference last week in New York City, the heads of child welfare agencies in 5 neighboring states told him they, too, were seeing an increase in threatening behavior towards caseworkers.
The sense that I heard, and certainly we're feeling here in Vermont, too, is that it is becoming more common. And we need to be more diligent in terms of being aware. I think in my role as commissioner, I want to provide the kind of support for social workers so that they have the tools they need to both assess the risks and then have the assistance that they need.
But workloads for DCF employees are still considered too high. Before Sobel's shooting, a DCF labor management committee had warned agency officials that high caseloads were hurting relationships between social workers and families and contributing to increasing danger. The Rutland District Office, for example, currently employs 16 social workers and 2 case aides. Jennifer Berkey says her staff handles more than 20 cases on an average at a time, well over the national standard of 12.
Yes, we could always use more staff. We need more staff. But I do hear from central office, from the commissioner, how they're advocating for more resources for DCF Family Services. So I think that gives us a lot of hope. It's not coming quickly enough, but we know that we have their support, and that really does mean a lot to us.
Case aide Lori Mesley says DCF can't save the world. All its employees can do is try their best to help one child at a time. She says that's what keeps her and many of her coworkers going. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.